Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Tony Gittins, Filmfest DC. Always good to see you, man.
Always good to see you. Again, it's it runs April 19th through the 29th this year, so get your tickets now. Thanks so much for coming in. I guess before we start, give us a sense. We're in our 32nd annual year now. Yeah. How much has this bad boy grown?
Oh, well, we've grown both in attendance. People come and we have a very solid attendance. Folks come up every year, and we're always glad to see new people, and especially glad to see our old friends. But we've also grown in prestige in the city and outside of the city. You know, we go to other events and we tell people we're from Washington, D.C., oh, we've heard about you, and there are people who want their film shown in our event. So we've grown in a number of ways over the years.
I'm trying to remember, aren't you guys the longest running festival in D.C.?
That's true. We're the first. This is, as you mentioned, our 32nd year, and we're still the largest in D.C.
How many films do we have this year, and from, you know, how many countries?
We have about 80 films, 45 countries. We run 11 days, and we like to say for one exciting festival here in Washington, D.C.
That's so awesome. What are some of the countries represented?
Oh, we have films from Spain, from Taiwan, from France, of course, from the USA, from Turkey, Germany, the Netherlands, Tanzania. We have a very good film from Tanzania, and it's very rare to find a film from that part of East Africa. Chile. We're doing a whole section called Cine Latino.
Awesome.
This year, it's been a very strong year for Latin American Spanish language films. Mm-hmm. And we found eight that we think are outstanding, from Spain, from Paraguay, as I mentioned, Chile, mm-hmm. Brazil, and Argentina, and a film from Mexico called Tales of Mexico. So we actually scour the world as best we can to come up with films that we think are really great to bring here to the great people of the nation's capital.
Now, in your scouring of the world, how many, we have 80 film screening, but how many is that down from, like, how many submissions did you get? And then you had to whittle down.
It's a combination of submissions, and also we go to other film festivals.
You out-curating yourself, like you going and looking for stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's myself, there's Shireen Gharib, my long-term deputy director, mm-hmm. and then we have some folks who give recommendations. And we keep a database, and I was looking at the database the other day. I mean, there are well over 300 films that we've seen, considered in some way, mm-hmm. To bring here. And it takes a while to sort it out. The D.C. audience is not necessarily similar to the audience in Cleveland or the audience in Los Angeles.
Right.
So one thing we have learned over the year is sort of the taste and interest of the people who live here.
What venues? Where is it held this year?
Well, we've consolidated into two primary venues. One is Landmark East Street Cinemas downtown, and also we use AMC Maza Gallery uptown. We have about 6 screens going every night, sometimes a bit more throughout the festival, and it allows people to sort of move around within the same mm-hmm. venue, and we show everything about at least twice, so folks get a chance to see what they want to see. It's impossible to see everything, I gotta tell you.
Absolutely. Yeah. But come see as much as you can.
All right.
So to help people kind of sort out their schedule, since it is impossible to see everything, let's hit a couple of the highlights. Okay. Tell me about opening night.
Opening night. You know, last year we opened up with a very serious political film. And that was because the city had just come off of the election, and it was serious times. And so to sort of break some of the seriousness, we have we're starting out with a film called Streaker. And Streaker is a laugh-out comedy. I mean, it's a funny, funny film, a little risque, but we think our audience would really enjoy it. And that's going to be it's going to be on Thursday.
And what's it about, obviously?
Oh, well, the film's about
this
guy. It's a film from Switzerland, mm-hmm. and we want to thank the folks at the Embassy of Switzerland for helping us out with this. Mm-hmm. It's a film about a teacher who has a project, and he needs to raise money for this project. So he takes all of his money and he starts betting on soccer games. And he loses. He's lost all this money. But then he found by accident that occasionally these streakers, these guys and girls would take off their clothes and run across the field and impact the game. So he and a team would win or lose depending on where these streakers came out. So we started, you know, hiring these streakers to run across the street.
Soon
he had all these people, you know, who we trained to run across the street, taking off their clothes up and down, and it's
they had skin in the game.
Oh, no question. Skin was in the game. And it just gets hilarious as it builds and builds and builds.
And are you going to have the star at the—
Yes, we are. We're bringing in the lead actress. She's coming in from Switzerland, and she'll be with us to talk about the film. Give us a chance to get to know her also.
Her name's Doro Mugler?
I call her Doro. I can't get much further than that.
We'll stay with Doro. Doro, that's awesome. Yeah, well, that'll be cool that you have her there. What a cool get.
Yeah, you know, she's great, you know, and a lot of fun. And we serve a glass of champagne the opening night before the film. So we think everyone will be in good spirits to enjoy the film. Enjoy the evening.
Awesome. What are some other highlights we can talk about?
Well, there are a couple.
Loveling? You want to tell me about Loveling?
Oh, Loveling. Loveling, we're having fun, but also, you know, we take some of this very seriously. Loveling is about a family who is, their son, their youngest son, plays sports, and he got chosen for a team outside of their home. And it's really about a young son leaving home. And especially the mother, who doesn't really know what to do about this. And we're bringing in the director, Gustavo's coming in to talk about the film. And what's great about him and the film is that he's young. He's a young guy, you know. Gustavo's a young guy making films. And we're glad to have him here to talk about what it's like to be in Brazil and being young. How do you get the money for it? How do you get the training for it? You know, he'll bring a lot of depth and richness to the experience beyond just seeing it on the screen.
That's awesome. I want to know about— we're just going to start jumping
yeah,
around.
Yeah,
I want to know about how they got over Gospel Quartet and The Road to Rock and Roll. That looks cool.
I saw this film. Where did I see it? I can't remember. I think I saw it in the Netherlands, of all places. And it's a film about gospel quartets. And these guys and girls who sang this incredible music in the South had to travel around and sleep in these segregated hotels, but would love this music and sing in churches, and the churches would bring them in. And there's a lot of footage of them singing. And to sort of enhance the evening, we're bringing in the Howard University Gospel Choir.
Oh, cool.
To sing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's beyond the stage, so beyond the screen. You
after
know?
The film shows, they'll get up and perform?
Well, we're going to ask them to do it before.
Oh, awesome.
We're asking them to do it before. And they're coming in, and they're going to, and they're great, great, great. And we're doing it on a Sunday. For those who find that significant. And it's going to be just a great show all the way around, you know? You know, it's a lot of fun to do this when you're able to bring these two film and music together. It's a lot of fun for us to be able to bring it to D.C.
Yeah, it makes it more of an event.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's look around. How about Giant? Not to be confused with the George Stevens movie.
No. Giant.
This one's from Spain.
It's from Spain. We're bringing in John from Spain. He's the director, another young guy.
John Garano?
Yes, John Garano. And he's bringing his family, who have not been to Washington before, so we're glad to host them.
Awesome.
And Giant is about, I could tell you the story, but there are other things about the film that really attracted us to it. Well, the film is about a young man who goes off to war, and he comes back, and he finds out his brother, who's a little... about the same age, has grown incredibly and has become this physical giant. And they go out on the road and they become sort of this sideshow. So on one hand, you know, they're able to make a living there, but it's kind of hard how this guy has been treated as sort of a freak. So there's that about it. But the filmmaking, especially the battles, the war battles, were just something I hadn't seen before and did not expect to see. And so blew me away. I mean, you are there. I mean, it's almost... you are there in the middle of this war, and you get the sense of the realities of what it's like to go through that. So we're glad to be able to show that as well.
Wow. You mentioned that there was a big Latin America showcase this year.
Yeah.
What? Give me a standout film from that.
Well, they're all standout.
You know, good answer. No, very diplomatic of you.
You know, one.
Give me a random pick.
A random pick. They're all good. I can tell you what's here. The Giant you mentioned, which I said is outstanding. We have another film called Loveling you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Then there's a film called Summit from Argentina, which is a political thriller. I mean, these films, what we liked about them is that each one is different. So there's a very diverse interests and stories here.
Genres.
Just within this little category of films from we call it from Latin America. You mentioned the music films, but we also do thrillers. As I mentioned, you know, this year.
Yeah, let's go category by category. Let's do it that way.
We have a number of thrillers that we do. We call it Trust No One.
Yeah.
And this year also a really great crop of about 8 films from around the world that are these thrillers in different ways. So, for example, we have a film called The Guilty, which is, I saw it. It was in Sundance, and I saw it in the Netherlands again. And it's about this policeman who, because of something that happened while he was on duty, was now restricted to being in the office taking sort of 911 calls. Mm-hmm. He gets a call from this woman on a phone, and she says, help me, I'm in the trunk of a car. And they're taking me away. They're kidnapping me. Help me, help me. Then the phone goes off.
Oh, wow.
And he spends the rest of the film. They connect. They don't connect. And then the story starts getting a little going in this direction. And you say, whoa, what's going on here? You know, and it tells you something about her and about him. And
it goes where you don't think it's going to
go. You're sitting there and all kinds of stuff is happening. You know, it's a lot of twists and turns, surprises in the film.
Nice.
Very, very good. And you're talking about a guy in a room, you know, doing this, listening on the phone. I mean, it's so well done.
Awesome.
Then a film called The Prime Minister, which is from Belgium. So it's about a prime minister, could be Belgium. And he and his wife and their two kids get kidnapped. They're driving and they get them and these terrorists that got them. And they said, okay, we'll let you go, but we're going to keep your wife and your kids. And you have to do something for us. If not, we're going to kill them. Uh-huh. What is that you want me to do? You're meeting with an international leader in 2 days. I want you to kill him. Turns out to be the president of the United States.
Oh, wow.
So he has to then decide how does he deal with this, you know? And you watch him deal with it. It's quite exciting.
Oh, wow.
Then a film from Japan called The Third Murder, which is a courtroom drama that goes on and takes these twists and turns, and it's very meticulously done. And that's just in this category.
Yeah. What are some of the other categories?
Well, we mentioned the thrillers,
the music,
and
we
mentioned music. So then we have Justice Matters. Justice Matters is our social justice category. And we've been doing this for a number of years, and it's become one of our more popular sections in the festival. So, for example, we have a film called Cleaners from Germany. Cleaners is a film about something I hadn't thought about until I saw the film. It's about the people who censor the internet.
Wow.
That it turns out that the big companies hire primarily in the Philippines about 1,000 people, and they spend all day going through this stuff that's been on the internet and making decisions about what should go and what shouldn't go.
Hmm.
Some of them, you would say, because they're very graphic sexual things they have to take out. Also, some very graphic violent things, people who are being tortured. And they decide to take them out. But then you get into other things that maybe sort of on the, and who are they to make this decision?
Right,
and
they
call them cleaners. Who are they, and what effect do they have on our censoring what we see? And I think some of that has been in the news. And
I like what you said. That's something you didn't even think about.
Didn't
until you saw
even
the movie.
Think about.
Same with, I'm sure, all our listeners, if they show up to this.
Yes.
It's going to be, oh, I never thought about that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's something I didn't think about. Yep. And we're trying
those are the best movies.
Those are the best ones. And it's a German film, and the filmmaker can't make it here. She'll be in Germany. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to hook up a Skype interview with her following the film. And another film called Young Karl Marx, and it's a feature film about Marx and Engels in their young years as they begin to formulate their political theories. But what's good about this is that most people have images of Marx and Engels, these old men with these gray beards. No, these are young guys, you know, who have girlfriends and trying to sort it out, what it is they're going to do, their view of the world in this section. And then a film called Niala and the Uprising, which is a film from about Palestine. It's about this woman named Niala and her continued struggle within the politics of the Middle East to get her voice and the voice of Arab women to the fore. And we're trying to bring her in. She's having visa problems, but I know we're going to have the director and some other folks in.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of great options.
Well, yeah, you know.
Why don't you tell me about Closing Night, Just to Be Sure?
Just to Be Sure is a French comedy. One more comedy. We started out with a comedy. We're going to end with a comedy. And it's a film. We're showing this film, by the way, at the Embassy of France. Our friends there have made their theater available to us, so we'll be showing it there. Mm-hmm. And it's a film about a man. It's a film about discovery in so many ways. It's a film about a man, middle-aged man, who gets a call from his ex-girlfriend who says, by the way, we had a son, and the son would now be an adult son. And the guy's absolutely surprised, didn't know that he had this child, but he knows nothing about him. And he tries to find out about this his son. And it's more about how, you know, you're sure you understand everything there is to understand about your life, you know, but no, but no, he had this whole other child that he knows nothing about. Wow. And as he discovers more about the child, he discovers more about himself. And so it's about the relationship between fathers and their sons, you know, parents and their children. And he finds that there are other people who share this kind of struggle to relate to your children and what you sort of find out about them, the good and the bad. So it's just, he's discovering, people around him are discovering. And it's I find the film very moving when I saw it. It's a film from that I found it very interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, all these that you're saying sound really interesting. We got a lot of good options. If we want to find out more, where should they check it out and find ticket information, all that stuff?
Please go to our website, which is filmfestdc.org, filmfestdc.org. Everything that you want to know, every detail you could find on the website.
And I assume you can get how much is an individual ticket versus a whole festival pass, all that kind of stuff?
You can go, after you go to filmfestdc.org and check out all the films there. Each ticket is $14, and we have packages. You can get the director's package where you get 10 tickets for a greatly reduced price.
Right.
We have weekend packages for folks who just want to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. For every people who want total access, we have a $600 star pass, and we sell those for people who just want the convenience. They come to the door, they're given a ticket, they go, they sit down, seat is always available for them.
See whatever they want.
Yeah. Whatever they want, whenever they want.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for coming in again, Tony. I guess just sort of in closing, there's so many great film festivals around this region. I feel like more popping up every day. But what makes you guys stand out? What do you always view sort of as FilmFest DC sort of niche in this whole, you know, area of all these festivals?
Well, as I've mentioned, we're the oldest, we're the largest, and we are the only international film festival. Mm-hmm. We're not restricted by any genre or any subject matter, any geographical area. We're able to pick from the variety of films. You know, thousands of films are made every year around the world, and we're able to pick those and to bring them as we see fit. And you know, we have people in Washington are very fortunate to have the diversity and the variety of film offerings here. Not every city benefits and has take advantage of what we have here. So we're glad to have all the film festivals continue to be here, and we're glad to participate in this really abundance of films. That, and if you're not a film buff, if you are a film buff, this is the place for you.
Yeah, and if you're not, still plenty to
take in.
Yeah, awesome. And the cool thing about that too is the fact that you are scouring the world and bringing this. This is the first time you'll get to see people in this area. Will get to see a lot of these movies,
and sometimes the last time.
And the last time.
Sometimes
the
last time. You know, there's festivals like FilmFest DC are the first and often the last time that people will have an opportunity to see some of these films. Most people know that Hollywood rules the world of film. You go anywhere in the world, and the number one leading films are going to be films that were made here in the United States in Hollywood. But there is a whole world of international cinema. Thousands and thousands of films are made every year all over the world that never or hardly ever get seen in Washington, D.C. They won't even show up on Netflix. Most likely they won't be available for streaming. So the efforts made by festivals like FilmFest D.C. become important to people who are interested in seeing these films. They're quality films, interesting films. They're windows into a world that many of us don't know the cultures from which they come. And we learn every time you go see something, a film about a subject from a place that you just don't have a lot of familiarity with. The film will help you with that.
There you go. See, learn about other parts of the world, learn about the human experience, and sound like one of the cool kids. Hey, I saw something that no one else saw. So there you go.
And what always strikes me is that the other thing you learn is that there's not a lot of difference between us and them. Yep. There is not a lot of difference between the human. Everybody wants happiness. They want their families to do well. They face problems that they have to resolve. In a lot of ways, we're all the same.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we need a lot more of that message nowadays. So thanks for spreading it here a little bit, Tony Gittins on WTOP.
It's always good to see you, man.
Thanks so much.
All right.